This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There's a curious thing about Detroit. When you drive on the interstates around there, it seems like most of the billboard advertising features white faces. In a city that has an African-American population of about 80%, significant communities of Arab Americans, a Latino-Hispanic community, Asian populations, it all seems incongruent. But a lot of Detroit media feature a lot of white-owned businesses, a disproportionate amount of coverage about white people, and so on. Well, one new media member in the Detroit region is taking a different approach. Tostada Magazine is a digital magazine. It uses food as a tool to talk about immigrant communities and communities of color. Serena Maria Daniels is the co-founder and editor of Tostada, and she joins us now. What led you to start a magazine about food?
Right. Well, I had been a reporter for many years in a very traditional sense, working in, you know, your typical newsrooms. I worked at the Detroit News for a few years, Chicago Tribune, and had always been in the hard news kind of world, you know, covering fires and crime and stuff like that. But I had always wanted to, I always had a desire to write about culture and about identity, and I always really valued representation in media. Growing up as a Mexican-American woman, I didn't really see other people who looked like me or had similar backgrounds or experiences as myself in pop culture, television, and even, you know, in journalism. A lot of the time you see Hispanic Americans or Latino Americans portrayed in news stories, even is either as victims or suspects of crimes, that sort of thing. And so in my desire to write about culture, I would say about 4 or 5 years ago, I started to realize that you can use food as a means to tell those kinds of stories.
Well, before we get to that, I want to just clear up, you propose stories to cover people of color, immigrant communities, but the editors turn you down?
I would say that there were definitely occasions where I felt my editors were not listening or not understanding why I wanted to write about certain topics. It became a frustrating struggle to kind of have to talk editors through multiple conversations or having to go kind of above and beyond to prove the worthiness of certain stories.
With Tostada, how is food a venue to get into these larger societal issues that you're talking about?
First of all, just cooking food is the means of preserving your culture. If you think about it, it's almost a means of fighting cultural erasure. In other words, when you're cooking your heirloom recipes that have been passed down for generations, you're keeping your family's heritage and history alive. And so that's really the aim of Tostada, of interviewing chefs or home cooks or restaurant owners who are using food to keep pieces of their heritage alive.
I've heard that if you want to learn a culture, eat their food. Give me an example of a Tostada story that made that food and culture connection in a really successful way.
I had a recent story, I would say back in January, with a young man named Julian Godman. He's Armenian-American, but he has always felt, up until somewhat recently, kind of disconnected from his background. There are pockets of folks, you know, with Armenian heritage in other parts of the country, but not so much here. And it wasn't until he discovered some of his heirloom recipes that he was able to kind of express a piece of his background. And so he started doing a series of pop-ups a few years ago. It started with brunch, and then it grew to also include dinners at Revolver and Hamtramck. And so it's really a matter of taking, you know, what might otherwise be considered just another pop-up in the growing list of that sort of dining experience, but really digging into what does cooking this style of food mean to that person, and what does it mean to people in Metro Detroit to be able to have access to that sort of food. You know, if you're Armenian American or Iranian, there are traditions and cooking that you might not see in your typical restaurant. So having these events and these opportunities around a particular type of food is a means of celebration.
What kind of reactions are you getting to tostada?
I mean, it's mostly positive. I think I'm very intentional about the audience and
who is your audience?
I would say it's people who are interested in food, and that can run the gamut of backgrounds and viewpoints and all of that. So people who are interested in food, but also people who are, like I said, who are looking for to be able to see a piece of themselves represented in media. And also people who, when they do see that representation, it's not treated as like an other or some exotic foreign cuisine or background. I think a lot of time in food writing especially, there's this tendency to kind of exotify certain cultures. And in the long term, I feel like that's harmful.
You're a startup. That's always tough. How do you go about launching a new media venture these days?
So I would say that this honestly has been a dream of mine in one form or another since journalism school, you know, 12, 13 years ago. But, you know, obviously I needed to kind of go through the learning experiences of being a journalist and being a good reporter and learning to hone my instincts in terms of what is good storytelling. At the end of the day, when I was ready, when I launched in February of last year, it was really just a matter of purchasing a domain name on WordPress and just going for it and not necessarily worrying about at first what plan I had. I just knew that I needed to have my own platform to be able to tell these kinds of stories in the event that perhaps like if I pitched an outlet and they said no, at least I always had my own kind of home where my stories could live. And with that said, you know, within the first year was a lot of bootstrapping, a lot of figuring out what did I need and just paying for it and going about it little by little and really building a foundation. Toward the end of the year of 2017, I did win a grant through the Detroit Journalism Engagement Fund. That's allowed me to take it from like very bare bones bootstrapping, contributing when I can, when I have the free time to be able to establish like some consistency. So I'm publishing stories about once a week, and I'm just starting to reach out to freelancers, photographers, and other contributing writers. So I guess I would say it's step by step. You know, if a person has an idea, in this day and age of technology, I feel like there's not really the barrier isn't so great. You can start a website, you can start a blog, and see where it takes you.
Serena Maria Daniels is co-founder and editor of the new Tostada magazine covering Detroit's diverse food scene. You can find it at tostadamagazine.com. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.